Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskat and Christian Center Shreveport doing our daily podcast. Well, it's our favorite one of the week. It's Supernatural Fridays. We share supernatural stories to encourage you that we serve a supernatural God. Today we got a testimony of a man that had an encounter with Jesus in a dream, a vision, and he's going to share what happened to him in heaven. All right. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai.
Well, blessings to you today. I pray you're having a good Friday. And like I said, it's our Supernatural Friday. Here it is, the third day of May 2024. We're moving forward. May the Lord be with you. We won't be able to be here on the 4th. May the 4th be with you as well, we say. Just joking. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast this week. We shared the dream and the revelation that came from that. And then yesterday we talked about another encounter where the Lord is trying to push us in this difficult season to stay fast, stay fast, stay steadfast in this hour of what we're going through. Well, today I found a testimony of a young man who needed to experience the love of God in a new way. And he had an unusual experience with the Lord. And I think that's the beauty of who the Lord is. Don't ever be surprised that the Lord shows up in many different ways. We have the story of the road to Emmaus, right? He is Christ fully, but they didn't know who he was. They said their hearts burned. They realized later that who he was. And so the Lord can show up in different ways. We see in the Old Testament, Melchizedek. Who's Melchizedek? Many believe he's the pre-incarnate Christ. Who's the angel that came to Joshua? Who are you for? Either I'm not for you or the other side. I'm for the Lord. Some believe that was Christ pre-incarnate there too. So there's many ways that Christ can show up. So don't put that in a box. And so right now we're going to show you, I'm going to play a testimony of a guy that had a different encounter. Very unusual, but listen to it and be encouraged. And we're going to pray for you on the backside.
Hey, I'm Eric Gilmore. I'm going to share with you something that changed my life. It's rooted in John chapter 14. The scripture says this, these are the words of Jesus written in red. It says, he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and disclose myself to him. One time I was in Woodland, Washington, about to preach at the Promise Church, and I was wondering how I was going to bring out the things God wanted me to, how well I would do. I was very focused upon my ministry there, and my mind was so focused on making an impact, and I started to get frustrated, and I started to also feel like a performance pressure to perform. And so I got alone, sat down, and began to just set my heart upon the Lord. It looked something like this, sitting still with my heart, love, engaging God, oh Lord, how I love you and I worship you. I began to just linger here in this sweet sense of his presence, pulling away from all the ministry I had to do that day, pulling away from what people would think, pulling myself back away from what I thought of myself or if I would be pleasing to others. All these things I pulled away from and went straight into, Lord, I worship you. I praise you and I honor you. There is no one like you. And as I lingered here, I began to see a picture unfold in front of me. I was in the middle of the woods, surrounded by trees and bushes. And all of a sudden, there was this quick rustling in the woods to the right of me. And I immediately looked over to see what the rustling was. And as I saw it, I saw that it was a man. So I looked more intently at the man, and the moment that I fully engaged this man who was making the rustling in the woods, I realized it was Jesus. And he turned his whole body to face me directly, square on, giving me all his attention. He was wearing like a green, worn, ephod type of thing. He was kind of unkempt, but he had a huge smile on his face, and he was staring directly at me as I gave attention to him. I could feel the love coming from his face. I felt that my heart was weeded by the grin in his greeting. He smiled at me, and I felt weights and pressure to perform and the desire to be liked or to do what I felt was right. All these things fell off by the sight of this loving bridegroom who had so much affection for me. It reminded me of Song of Solomon, where the bridegroom says, "You've made my heart beat fast with one glance of your eye." In other words, when we give attention to him, it moves him. I could see he was moved by my giving attention to him, and he fully facing me with a full smile. I felt as if he was happy about me. In the midst of all these things going on in my mind, in the midst of the problems I could feel in my own soul, he was happy about me. And I felt this love go into me, and it began to reveal to me that Christ's love for us is so great that to perceive it in the smallest way delivers the soul. I felt in my heart a revelation of this fact: deliverance from self, self-consciousness, sin, all of these pressures that come upon us from the world. Deliverance from these things is found in the smile of Jesus, that love-dash smile. Him with wholehearted smiling eyes loving us. I really believe that that is exactly what Jesus is saying through John. If you love me, I will disclose myself to you. I will unveil, I will reveal myself to you if you will set your love upon me. I believe there's a link between affection and attention. As the heart is affectionately connected, attention is there, and I believe this to be adoration. Three A words for you: attention, affection, adoration. Or affection causing attention in adoration. And this right here is that love exchange that causes the eyes of man to open, and it causes Christ to disclose or unveil himself. I was also in a church in Alabama called Living Water, and worship was going on, and I was kneeling down, and as I was worshiping the Lord, notice both of these encounters happened during worship. As C.S. Lewis said, it is in the process of being worshiped that God communicates his presence to men. I was worshiping the Lord, just lingering there, wordlessly. It started with a song, but then I stopped singing the song as I was sensing his presence and just drank in the sweet sense of his presence. Again, my eyes began to open, and I saw a long red carpet, and on either side of the red carpet were Christians kneeling down as far as the eye could see. And I was one of the Christians kneeling down amongst my brothers and sisters on either side of this red long carpet. And I could hear rustling and crying and loudness of the crowd as Jesus began to walk down this red carpet. People were moaning and crying out and saying things like, "Blessed be the name of the Lord," or "Holy," or "Worthy." All of these sounds were coming, and the closer Jesus got, the louder the sounds became. And he got right in front of me, and I was kneeling down, and I opened my eyes, and I saw his feet and his sandals and the bottom of his garment. And I felt he was moving on. He was going to pass on. And I feel this is my moment. He is right there I felt overwhelmed with affection. I wanted to do something. So I jumped off from the side and I grabbed a hold of his ankles and he fell to the ground. And as I realized what I just did, I tackled Christ in the midst of being worshiped. I didn't know if he was going to be upset with me. Like, what would he do? This is embarrassing. And he reached down while he was laying on the ground and I was on the ground from having tackled him by his ankles. He grabbed me by my garment and he pulled me up to my face, to pull me face to face with him. And he started kissing me all over my face, planting kisses all over my face. And I felt that each kiss was an impartation of love from the Father. He was loving me so much. I felt like he was showing me that as I worship him and as I love him, he will reveal his love to me. And I find that his kisses plant seeds in my soul, the bloom and blossom of which is the fruit of the Spirit. That as he kisses me with his love, the more he implants his person on the inside so that I can then begin to bear forth fruit unto his name. It is the love of Jesus Christ that Paul is praying that we would know, the breadth, the width, the height, the depth. And then he says, so that we'd be filled with the fullness of God. I feel like these two encounters are showing us this truth, that as we will give our affection, attention, and adoration to him, he will disclose himself to us. We will recognize his love, and this will be transformative, completely transformative. And we will be not just changed, but we will have those seeds planted in our hearts that will bloom and blossom with the fruit of the Spirit. We will have the disclosures of his love that cause us to be filled up with the fullness of God. And you know, when you fill up a cup, whatever was in there just starts to come out. And I find that's exactly what God does. He fills us up and all the bad stuff just begins to fall off over time. Let me pray for us to have a fresh, as I know I need this continually, a fresh impartation of love, which comes from realizing his love for us and then causes us to have an experience of this love, not just a knowledge of it, but an experience of it. Father, thank you that Jesus has revealed to us that if we will love him, not only will he make his abode with us, his presence, but he will disclose himself to us. I ask you for love disclosures, my God. I ask you for love disclosures in my heart and in every viewer's heart. Lord, show us this delivering love. Show us the sweetness of your person that causes the heart to become single and soft before you. In your precious name, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Well, I'm sure you didn't expect that one, did you? You know, what he shared there about going after Jesus. I love the Song of Songs and the stories that are there. I think of the bride who, when he comes and he looks through that lattice, you know, we just had a recent word from John West on our team about the lattice. But as he looked through and she didn't want to get out of bed, she cleaned up. She didn't want to go out in the night hour, the dew of the night, the dark season was upon Christ. Picture that and type in shadow in that encounter. But then she got up and went after him. You know, she goes out in the streets. Have you seen my lover? And the elders were rough on her in the streets. And it became very difficult, but she pursued him because she realized what she had and didn't want to lose it. And sometimes when you're pursuing, You lose all dignities of the natural and you move into the undignified movement of the Spirit, which David did when he danced before the Lord, is you just like, you don't care. His presence is more important than anything else. And that's what this testimony was today. Let that be your testimony. That, not that you have to act crazy and be undignified, but there are times that you've got to die to your dignity in the natural and be dignified in the Spirit and say, Lord, I want you. He will meet you at that place. where you are hungering that way and you long for his presence that way. I believe that with all my heart. So let me pray for you today. Lord, I thank you for those that have been listening to this podcast this week. I pray encouragement on this, the Supernatural Friday, that they be blessed, highly favored. That, Lord, what this testimony was, it should be all our testimony. Lord, if we see you, we want you. We don't want you to walk away. We want your presence near us, Lord. Let us have that hunger. Let us cry out for the passions of our heart. Lord, if we're not crying out for them, are they truly passions? Lord, that's where we have to be. And I pray for everybody listening today that they would be those who are passionately burning for what you have for them in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Love you guys. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. We'll see you next week. Have a good weekend. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast here from Christian Center Shreveport. Don't forget our website. Just add the .com to Christian Center Shreveport. Also our app. Don't forget, we're counting the Omer. We're receiving first fruit offerings. We're going to count them. Each time they come in, we're thanking the Lord, and we're going to be praying over them. So that by the time of Pentecost, we're going to see another harvest of everything that you've sown in this time. If you'd like to, go to our app. You can give there. There's a first fruit offering drop down. Just give there, or you can go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.